Hello, my name is Roberta Bobby, and this is the Love and Orgasms podcast, where we talk about relationships, intimacy, and basically I just give you udaku about my own personal life. And then we learn our lessons together as we go. Today, I want to talk about love bombing and gaslighting. But before we get to that, I'd like to give you, just tell you about a bit about what I've been up to, what I've been doing, what has been happening in my life for the last few weeks since the last recording. And I think the biggest event in my life so far is that my mom was on TV last week on Family TV. She was invited to speak about something that happened to her, which is that last year, 2023, in September, my mom was diagnosed with cancer of the colon. I can't believe I'm talking about it. Oh, anytime I say those words, I remember the feeling I got the day we received that news. And it's just crazy. It's crazy that now it's a few months later and everything is so much better. But I remember the feeling I felt during that time. It really, really killed me. And I've talked about this on Instagram following the debut of the story on TV, because my mom was able to narrate her feelings, her procedure, her treatment, basically everything she went through from when she got symptoms up to her recovery right now. And I'll share the link with you guys so that you can watch it. But I think I'll need a separate episode to just talk about it, in case, because there's people with too many questions in my DMs, and I'd love to be able to answer any sort of questions. Some people might be going through the same thing, or sengine tu ni udaku unataka kujua udem alikuwa na go through hizo vitu zote. So I'll probably make a different recording and I'll have my mom come on, because now she's ready to speak about it. The reason I was not able to talk about the whole scenario for so long was because my mom asked that we accord her privacy. We just let her deal with it. She didn't want woye people around her. She didn't want people being sad, because she knew it would have a huge impact on her outlook in general. And she just didn't want to feel like this is the time she owes people explanation. Because people were calling all the time. Even the people who knew, they would call every 5 minutes. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Because for most part of the time, my mom looked really, really okay. But you could tell she wasn't fine. So I will bring her on the Love and Orgasms podcast for the very first time, because I'm very proud of her for being able to use her voice to speak and to educate and to kuliwaza watu, kufanya watu wa feel like this is okay, we can always get through this, cancer is very curable. Just giving hope and making people feel better. I'm so proud of her. I'll make a different recording with that. It's really, really cold outside. There's crazy floods going on in Kenya right now. I would urge you guys to just keep safe, make sure you take care of yourself, communicate with your friends, your family, the people around you, check on them, make sure everyone around you is safe and okay, and just be kind to each other. When I woke up today, you know, I was just thinking about how when I was in employment, I would wake up at like 8:30, and I was supposed to be, I hope my ex-bosses don't listen to these things. I would wake up at 8:30 and I was supposed to be at the office at 8. I didn't know it was fatigue and that I generally just did not like my job. I just thought I was lazy and I was a horrible worker, and I felt so guilty for a long time. Kumbe, my body had already been trying to tell me, you gotta leave this place. I wasn't listening. But now that I work for myself, for most part, I am always seated at my desk by 8. It doesn't matter if I slept at 3, if I was out till 6 if I'm tired, if I was... It's, and I realize it's because I'm genuinely enjoying what I'm doing. I'm enjoying giving my all to my podcast and my blog and everything that I touch, everything that I'm currently doing. I've acquired so many hobbies along the last few months. I'm doing so many things. I'm consistently working out. I am eating better, I'm healthier, and I definitely feel sexier. I remember saying in the last recording that I wasn't feeling that sexy, but now I found my mojo back, and I understand better why it is that I feel like that, but I'll talk about that in a few minutes from now. I mean, wait, how can I say it? How do you say it? I sometimes I assume people listen to my podcast when they're driving, and then I can imagine, let's say there's a kid in the background. But I hope you guys understand that this is an 18 plus pod. Like, I don't expect you to be listening to my stuff around kids, because I cuss a lot. I indulge in crazy things, not unhealthy, but like things that would not be fit for a kid to listen to. I hope you guys take that precaution. So now that I've said that, I can just use the word horny. I've been horny as hell. I have been suffering. I have been struggling. I write about that in the next article. So I'll also link that so that you guys can check it out. I'm just talking about my sex life of late, how sex has been for me. Okay, I've not been having sex, but... I just want to talk about the struggles and the mental turmoil and everything that I've been going through because of my unintentional celibacy. And yeah, I just, other than that, mentally I've been up and down. I've been up and down. I have bad days, but mostly I've been happy with myself, happy with my life. It's starting to dawn on me that now I'm a real adult. You know, ever since I moved out, this is the third year just begun. So I moved out about 2 years ago into my own first apartment, and it's been so nice just watching the journey. I don't know if you guys... Okay, the OG fans could probably remember when I was talking about sleeping on the mattress on the floor, up to now where I've furnished my house. I love my space. My friends are always coming here to hide. Of late, now it's my parents. They're always coming here in disguise of, oh, we're coming to see the cat, or we're coming to bring you stuff. And then they just come here and chill the whole day, which is such an honor. It's such a privilege to be able to host the people I love. For them, my friend has been here the whole last week. All we did was eat and chill and talk, and I needed it. I definitely needed. I feel like she normally knows when I need a pick me up, because she just shows up and then she stays and she doesn't leave until she sees that I'm doing so much better, which I really, really, really appreciate her for. Akisikizai atajua ni nani. Atajua tu ni yeye naongelelea. So, other than that, I'm just very much more determined to consistently keep improving my life, because I'm seeing the consequences of it. I'm seeing how much better I am at regulating, managing, and understanding my emotions. I'm seeing how much better I am at dating, at friendship, at showing up for my family, at just being a better person in general, making better money, especially now. I was made to feel like an adult, because I'm already looking for my next apartment. I never thought this day would come. I just thought I'd live here in my small nook forever. I mean, I really, really love this environment. I'm always bragging about it, because I don't know, it's like your first love. It's like the first person who ever showed you love. This space really, really definitely helped in shaping me, making me a better person. Also, I just want to reset, start over afresh with everything new. And now that I'm running my own business, now that I'm doing my own stuff, it's just, I feel like it's time for me to just start afresh. I don't know. I was thinking of cutting my hair, but I don't know if that's rash. So I'll give it time. I was thinking of like going ginger or blonde. I don't know. It's just thoughts of a rebirth and an awakening and just a new me. This week, you know, we're always talking about femicide and how sad it is that as a woman, as women, we have to exist in a society where harmless comments, harmless actions by the other gender really put our lives at risk. And tukiongelezi vitu watu wanaonanga ni kama tu ni tepanganga, ni kama tu ni story, ni kama it's not real, it's not happening, up until it hits home. And I've lived through abuse, I've lived through seeing my family members go through abuse to the point of murder before, and things like that. So it's really sad that this is a topic that has to still come up a few months over and over, because we're not banding together to help each other, to come together to stop these things. So this week I lost my shushu sister, which is still my shushu. And it's really sad what happened to her. It's really sad to the family. So that's also something else I'm going through with my family right now. I don't want to talk about that on this episode. I'm sorry for changing moods like that, but it's just me updating you. You know, also something I realized is the people who hang around me actually listen to this podcast, because I don't know if it's just general empathy or like it's extended consideration, because people are genuinely nice to me. People are so nice to me everywhere I go. Everyone I talk to, everyone I meet, people treat me really, really well. And this is translating also in my dating life. Like, the men I'm meeting, the men I'm talking to, they're so nice. They're so amazing. And maybe that's why I want to talk about love bombing. Like, they're so... I'm consistently feeling like I'm on cloud nine, because I think that's why everything in my life is, other than the, you know, sad bits, which I'm managing, the happy bits are also actually really, really happy. That's why I'm able, maybe that's why I'm able to stay in equilibrium with my emotions. I'm able to navigate them. I'm able to give them names. I'm able to give my emotion names. And that's really important, because sometimes you're feeling sad and you don't know you're feeling sad. You just think, or sometimes you're hungry and you're wondering why you're so irritated, because you're not able to name the feelings that you're feeling. Something else I've wanted to do this in this new life of mine that's beginning is travel a lot. But Kenya na kugeti your passport. Nyayo House has really, really frustrated me. I don't know what to do. I was joking on Twitter about how maybe I should date like a politician who can harakisha things for me, or just a rich man who can just have influence. I don't know, because myself, it's not working. I thought my pretty privilege was gonna work. I thought like and I don't want to bribe. That's the problem. I don't want to pay the bribe. I just want to use the correct route. But these guys are really, really frustrating me. It's sad. Yeah, that's just a general overview, general update of what I've been up to, what I've been doing. I'm really loving my life right now. I mean, it's not always the best. It's always the best life I've ever lived. But I just mean, I also go through hard days. People ask me online, you're always happy, why are you always happy, do you ever get sad? Yeah, my life gets pretty shaken sometimes. I get ghosted by people I like. Sometimes I get dumped. Also sometimes things happen to me. Sometimes I lose money, sometimes I lose business, sometimes I lose friends. My mom just fucking had cancer. So things really happen to me. Currently, I'm going through grief. But it's just because I'm always wanting to make my life better and happier that I stay in perpetual happiness. It takes a lot of intention and work and need and want. So it's not just something you cruise by, it's actual work you have to put in. But let's get right to the conversation. Love bombing is, let me explain it in my own words. Love bombing is when mse anaingia kwa life yako and ananza ku display grandiose action and affection, but not with like the best intention, not because they love you or because, I mean, they could love you, but not because of that. It's usually to manipulate you, to influence your decisions, to blind you. Nika mse anakupea so much affection, attention, love, gifts, vitu tu grandiose, and especially in such a short time of knowing you. And it's usually to get you hooked, to get you stuck on them, to make you feel like you kind of owe them. Today I want to talk about love bombing and gaslighting, because gaslighting is when someone makes you feel like your experiences, your thoughts, the things you believe, the things you've seen are not real. Statement, yeah, believe what you want to believe. Oh my God. Someone once told me that when I caught them cheating. This was like in 2017. I caught them and then they told me, do you want to believe your eyes or do you want to believe what I'm telling you? And the fact that that shit works on you if you're not strong emotionally, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to tell you, you've got to work on your emotional intelligence, because that's the best way to beat manipulators, lie. I almost said manipulators. It's the same thing. That's the best way to beat liars. I mean, people could still lie and they could still manipulate you. But if you're a bit smarter, if you're ready to learn and play the game, you'll always have an upper hand. And by upper hand, I don't mean you're going to beat them better. I just mean you're not going to participate in those stupid lies, stupid games. You're going to be able to walk away from people who are unsure about you, people who are not straight up about what they want from you. It's just going to make it easier. So anytime they feel like they've used you, they've just played themselves. And that's something I started doing last year. The moment I decided to improve my emotional intelligence, I started being able to see through people. Like now I can see through people. It's so funny how even when I start talking to someone new, and I always urge you guys to watch for actions more than you listen to words, because hizo vitu lazima zikuwe congruent. Na sazile ni mseni mwongo, most times they don't match. Liars and manipulators find it very difficult to keep everything in line, because they have to remember a lot of lies. They get really frustrated when the manipulation is not working. So these are things you can always check out for. Anytime someone is trying to use me, quote unquote, or like to waste my time, I normally make my decision earlier, like, am I gonna stick around for the benefits until I'm tired, or am I just going to remove myself because this shit is not worth my time? I know I'm guilty for sometimes staying and playing along, especially if I'm horny or if I'm, I don't know, if I just need to be treated nicely. I don't know. Please don't judge me. We're all here to learn. But now I'm learning better. Now I'm doing better. I don't stick around for the nonsense anymore. Now I'm able to leave faster. So I think we should start with love bombing. You know, the reason I want to talk about love bombing today is because I'm in this era of my life where I'm dating real gentlemen. Like, by the way, for real, apo neza kubali. I've been dating amazing, amazing, amazing men. Of course, you know what I mean? And we just don't align. But for the better part, and I know it is because of who I am as a person right now. It's because of the kind of person I've become. I'm much more confident. I'm able to speak my mind. I'm able to communicate my emotions. I'm definitely smarter than I was. And this, I think I've just been attracting people who are like me, people who are just as smart, if not smarter, people who are generous, kind, loving. And sometimes I get confused because these jamas really, really offer me the world. They do. They do. They treat me really, really well. And most times I have to, because I hate being ignorant was fun, because I really could have allowed myself to wallow in that, in those situations. But now, especially now that I'm able to make my own money, pay for my own things, I think it helps, because I'm able to think before I make decisions. And it's not just that I can afford my own stuff. It's also the fact that I'm just generally a better person for myself. So I'm able to make better decisions. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna refuse the gifts, all the gifts I'm getting. You know, some, you know, zingine zimetoka kwa heart. I'm not gonna refuse them. But sometimes when it's grand, you really have to make a decision, because I don't like being in situations where people feel like they've bought me, not because they've got me something. I'm a CG. Oh, I took you for a trip, now you have to sleep with me. I don't like such situations. I want us to be clear. I need clear communication from the beginning. Oh, you know, I've bought you a car, now I need you to do what? If you're buying me a car, you're buying me a car because you love me. And you see, that's the thing. That's the thing with dating the kind of guys who can afford such things. The kind of guy who can do anything for you. You really have to sit back and think, is he doing it because he's gonna mention it later? Like this guy who was buying me flowers consistently. Okay, yeah, the bouquets were nice, but anytime we'd have an argument, this jama would start, and the way I come to see you at night, I buy for you flowers, I see you, what? I'm like, this is literally my bare minimum. These are things I do for myself every day. Every day I hang out with myself. I make time for myself despite how busy I am. My house has fresh flowers every week. All the time you come to my house, you will always find fresh flowers. Whether it was him buying them or me or someone else, I always have fresh flowers. So I was really wondering, like, why does this jama mention these things? This is literally, if I were to arrange the gifts that people get me, like the men I date, he's probably on the bottom tier. He's probably on the bare minimum basic shit. So I just to avoid such situations where people want to mention for me, I did this for you. I did. Because I'm also in other friendships with my friends. My friends do so much for me and I do so much for them. But I've never been in a situation where I've had someone say, nikikuja kwa nyumba yako nilinunua tissue. Nikikuja kwa nyumba yako nilipika. Huh? We're friends. That's what we do for each other. We talk about, you tell me what you want. If I can, I do it for you. I find out what you like. If I can, I do it for you. It's that simple. So, spendi kukwa kwa hizo situations za nilikufanyia, because especially I grew up in a household where that shit was thrown around a lot. Like, I paid your fees. I did this for you. And I think it throws me back into that space where I start feeling like, okay, fine. I'll refund your money right now. Tell me how much those flowers were and I'll pay back. And I just don't want to be in such situations. So I've realized it's so important for me to be able to notice the reason why people are doing things for me. Is it because you want to sleep with me? Is it because you want me to be your friend? Is it because you like me? Whatever decision it is for, I need to be sure so that I know what I'm getting myself into. I just don't want to be in situations where I'm regretting taking your gifts because kumbe wewe unanifanyia vitu ndo ulale na mimi. That's crazy. I mean, that's always the end goal, but like, I would like for people to do things for me because they love me and they appreciate me and they care about me, not because they want to get something out of me, because Nikorada sana. Someone dared me to speak in Nyonge Kiswahili peke yake on the next show, next week on Tuesday, Citizen TV, on the Daybreak show. And I accepted the dare. So next week, nitakuwa tu naongea Kiswahili peke yake. I don't know. I hope I'm able to hack it. Si ati sijui Kiswahili. I think kuzoea tu ku mix. Mademo Islando anajua. Kama uli grow up Islando, sana sana sijui mbona, lakini si mix Sheng na English. It's very natural for us to do that. That's how most of us speak. Back to the main story, which is love bombing. It's important to just be able to know, to see, is this person promising too much, future faking, saying, like, making a lot of grandiose gestures that are, they do not seem genuine. What is it about? What is it for? Why are they like this? Without just accepting and just taking anything from someone without even thinking about, like, does it have any consequences? How will it be in the long run? Because for real, mimi ya jaini happen ya, but like, naskianga ma story that you accept things from, na si ati naskianga ma story, hizi stories ime trend adi, people have actually been murdered for it, like you, ata ile story ya ule mse mwenye alibaya dem chickenin, alafu anawambia ti utenda home na mimi, wakanza kufight kwa barabara, chickenin, ya 600 bob. Mi spendi kukwe kwa hizo situations kabisa zenye mtu anakufanya kitu alafu anai bring up ama inakuwa sasa the heart of the basis of your relation. Like, I paid for you. Okay. And other people paid way more and they're so respectful and they're so kind and they're so loving and it has never come up that they do things for me because they don't do it to get anything in return. They just do it because they want to. So whether I'm able to show up and reciprocate or not, it's coming from them. It's coming from their heart. And that's the kind of person I am as well. When I do something for someone, it's never to influence their decision or to... And yeah, I know not everyone is like that. That's why you've got to be smart about it so that you can learn, so that you can do better for yourself and not fall victim to people's manipulation tactics. Now, easy manipulation tricks are very covert. Like, people don't come to you and just say, hey, Bobby, I'm going to buy you a diamond ring because I want to sleep with you. Z, it's today flowers, tomorrow flowers, the other day diamonds, the other day he's paid a car note, the other day he's asking you to move in. Of course, you're going to fall in love with that shit because, yeah, why not? Kwanza mimi, I'm really, really in love with myself and obsessively obsessed with myself. So of course, yes, it's normal for people to treat me like that. It's normal for people to offer me grand gestures, lovers, friends. And I say that because that's the environment I'm in for myself. Like, that's what I enjoy, that's what I like, that's what I love. And I'm in circles that do that for each other. My friends do that for me all the time. I do it for my friends all the time. So I'm kind of used to it. But when it comes to dating and meeting new people, you really, really have to be careful. Like, you really, really have to have your back. You really have to think about it. So I think, yeah, it's normal that someone would want to do all these things for me. Kumbe, the whole time, they're doing it just so that they can, I don't know, just stupid reasons. Sengine ni for sex. Mtu anakutumia flowers consistently ndo akudinye siku moja. Na angeanza tu na hiyo, angeanza tu na kukwambia mimi nadai kukudinya. Ndio ujuange tu. Anyway, hizo ni mating games. Hizo zote, hizo manipulation zote, saa zingine tu ni natural for people to fuck. And I don't know. I'm just saying that I would like to be surrounded with people who are able to communicate their emotions, intentions and needs better. Because it saves a lot of time, it saves a lot of heartbreak, it saves a lot of, it eliminates all this ghosting shit and heartbreak and hizo vitu zote inasaidia ku cushion pain na consequences za all this. So I was just thinking, like, am I being love bombed or do these people care about me? And I realized I've been love bombed a lot in the past. I have. I mean, even, I don't know, recently, nah. But, like, it's of late that I've been able to stand my ground and be able to say, no, sorry, I don't want that. I like you, but no. Or just be able to communicate immediately before tufike mbali. Ndo mtu asifikiria tijua amenibaya flowers za 2,000. Anaweza lala na mimi. Unajua, ukinibaya maua, unanibaya maua tujuna nilike. hizo mambo zingine staki, na si lazima unibaie maua juu watu wana begging kunibaia maua kila siku, watu wengine, hata strangers. So I wouldn't want for anyone to ever feel like that in my life, and they have to do things for me because they want to get something out of me. I think relationships should be genuine. Relationships should be out of love, out of mutual desire and consent and passion and all those feelings. That's my thought. Although love bombing used to work on me, I think now I'm a bit more cautious and I handle situations a bit better. Let's go to gaslighting. Gaslighting is when... Oh, I already explained what gaslighting is. But like, I was just thinking about how most times I'm... This happen. I've never actually had a woman gaslight me. This is interesting. I was just thinking about it. And I realize in most of my relationships with men, whether it's friends or like business partners or lovers, like anytime I catch them doing something that would not be appropriate, they always try to make it look like I'm the crazy one, overreacting, like my reaction is too emotional or it's unwarranted because I'm a woman and I'm emotional and I'm overreacting. And it took me a long time before I got to the point where I realized that I had to start surrounding myself with people who take accountability, encourage my emotions. They don't lock me out when I want to have emotional discussions. They don't push me away when I want to express my emotions. It took until then for me to be able to notice, uyu anani gaslight. So now anytime I'm dealing with someone who doesn't want to discuss feelings, because especially kwanza kuna kwanga na hii saying ya tisijui men are logical, women are emotional. If you're not educating yourself on both emotions and logic to be intelligent in both, it just means you're dumber on the other one. So you could be smart all you want, you could have gone to Harvard and you could be Einstein's twin, but if you cannot regulate your emotions, you're still going to fuck up. And this is something I'm always trying to tell people: you really have to work on your emotional intelligence so that you can spot all these things, so that you can not to manipulate other people, just so that you can be better at working on yourself and having better standards. Because ever since I started doing this for myself, now I have so much more discipline. Like, I don't think about things I want to do. I want to go to the gym, fine. It doesn't matter how sad I am, how much I'm going through grief, how Sijihu has gone through what, how someone has not texted me back. It doesn't matter. I show up to the things I say I was going to show up to. Even if I wake up and I'm sad and it's raining and I have to get to the studio, I show up. I make sure I do the things I committed to. Why? Because I understand that the things I need to keep myself happy are way beyond the feelings I'm feeling at that time. And it doesn't mean that I push my feelings away. It just means that I'm much better at regulating them. I'm much better at recognizing them, calling them out, catching them, giving them names. Basically, just feeling my feelings. So by the time I'm moving on from something, girl, it's because I've dealt with it. It's not because I've ignored them. I don't sweep things under the rug. I talk about things. I express myself. Whether it's right now, the way I'm offloading on here, or if I get to talk to someone, my friends, I always make sure to express myself and say what I feel and sit in my feelings until I'm ready to move on. So that's something that really, really helps. It really helps. So anytime I see someone trying to gaslight me, someone try to ask me, ati, ay, uko sure? Mi nilisema hivyo? Or there's this thing people do, like when you bring up your feelings, instead of taking accountability, immediately they get defensive and then they anakugeuzia. You'll tell someone, how come you don't talk to me, you don't communicate? And then they tell you, see, I told you I don't like texting. I don't like texting. Why are you overreacting? So now you're like, okay, what are we doing then? You don't talk to me. We don't communicate. You're the one who pursued me. You're the one who chased me. You're the one who wanted me first. But now, all of a sudden, you used to text me. Now, all of a sudden, you don't know how to text. You don't like texting. You're not a texter. Okay, when you're able to make your decision, is this person is this person someone I can talk to about this, or are they just defensive and they really don't want to deal with anything? Then you make your decision. And I don't try to change anyone. I don't try to fix anyone, especially since that's something I charge people for now. I don't give people advice for free anymore, except on here on the podcast. So it's, yeah, I'm not trying to change you. You either want me or you don't. And if you don't, it's fine. And I'm calling all this out because it's not just things people do to me. I'm able to also catch myself when I'm doing it to other people. And I'm also able to introspect, think, ask myself, why am I not texting back? Why am I not communicating better with so and so? Is it because I don't want them in my life anymore and I'm too scared to tell them? Is it because I need to work on my communication better so that I can express myself? Then you see, I'm able to do the work. So it goes both ways. Not just keeping myself in the victim position, it's how also can I improve myself? And that's why I'm learning all these things, so that I can be overall a better person. And the thing with being emotionally intelligent, or just better at this emotions game, is that you become a better person in all areas of your life. Like right now, I'm able to see the consequences of my discipline in all the fields of my life. Like, I'm so much disciplined in everything I do, in my diet, in my workout, in my hobbies, I always do the things I said I was gonna do. Why? Because my confidence is high. There's no way I'm letting myself down. There's no way I'm not being the person who shows up for myself. Because I know if I don't, other people will easily take advantage of me. If I don't become smarter, it will be easier for someone to lie to me. If I don't work on my money, it will be easier for someone to manipulate me with money. If I'm not confident with my body, my self-esteem, it will be easy for other people to put me down. So this is real-time work. This is a job you have to do every day. You literally have to show up for this shit daily. Daily, even on the days you don't feel like, and the days you don't want to. It's important that you just learn how to choose yourself, because you're the only one who can do it the best. You're the only one with the amazing solutions to all the problems you might be going through, whatever it is. And you can always get out of it. You can always feel better about yourself. You can always love yourself more. You can always improve your body, your mind, your soul, your sex life. So that's the end of today's episode. I think I've expounded mostly on everything I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to urge you guys to be careful out here, to love yourselves enough to always want to do better for yourself, because I promise it will give you better results. Yani mi sina complaints zangu kwa things I have no control over, but the things I can control, like myself, how I react to things, it makes my life genuinely better. And I see it, because I see it in even how other people relate with me, how other people love on me. Surely there should be a reason why people treat me nicely. It should come from somewhere. It's a reflection of who I am. It's not just by luck that I'm always happy. It's because of the intentional work I put into myself, and it always reflects. So take time to love yourself extra, to treat yourself better, and to just love on yourself more and more and more and more. Bye-bye. Oh, don't forget to read the article that I'm posting next. I'm basically airing out my horniness. Bye.